If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, while we'll share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 11 reasons why real estate investing is so great. But before I get started, I always like to touch base with you guys and see how you're doing on your real estate investing plans. You know, I do get asked a lot of questions. One of the neat things about doing what I do is I love hearing from those of you out there who are investors or thinking about it or have questions and what have you. And I enjoy, you know, emailing you. I enjoy sitting down and talking with those that are here in the Southern California area. But I know that it's not always really practical. I have been asked by some people, hey, do you do coaching? And, you know, one thing I just make really clear here is that that would probably be a great thing to do. But I think one of the important aspects of what I do is the fact that I do what I do because I'm not trying to make money off of those that are listening to me. And I don't put down anybody that is doing that by any means. So don't misconstrue what I'm saying. There are a couple of reasons why I don't do coaching, you know, one of which is I don't think I have the time to be able to do it in the way that I would want to do it, which to really would be to spend time with you just step by step. That'd be awesome if I could swing it. But, you know, right now I have such a tight timeline, especially trying to get 1,000 units, that it makes it really, really tough to do that. So I do not do coaching. One of the reasons I don't do coaching also is that, I don't always want people to feel that I'm going to sell them something. There's something in marketing and sales called the upsell. And I don't want people to talk to me and wonder when that next upsell is. You know, maybe you buy the course and then after the course, there's the seminars and then there's the beginning coaching program and then the advanced program. And before you know it, you know, $20,000 into it, you know, you've got all this funds tied up. And, you know, I think there's some great coaching programs out there and I would be the first to recommend them to you. But at the same time, I do not do that. Also, though, we're trying to meet expenses here too, and just to cover the cost of the podcast. So I will, from time to time, have advertisers on, and the advertisers will be people that we feel good about presenting to people. But again, I'm not going to push anything on anybody. I want you to feel that you can come to our website or our podcasts or our articles, our blog, whatever, and not feel that you're going to be sold something. So anyway, let's jump into our topic here. So this one is a neat one because I think, you know, why would I talk about how great real estate investing is? I'm sure many of you listening already know that, and that's why you're listening. But at the same time, I think it's important if you're having that discussion, maybe you're a married couple and you're thinking, you know, is this something we should do? Here's just some good reasons why real estate investing is so cool. And now I remember when I was younger, I was working in the corporate world. I started off in banking and moved into various corporate positions. And even as an entrepreneur, I developed a love for investing early on. I especially loved, you know, researching stocks or other high yield investments to see where I could get the best return for my dollar. It was kind of a thrill taking the risk, especially if it turned out in my favor. Sometimes, though, it was like rolling dice on a crap table, hoping for favorable returns. Other times, I thought, gee, I did my research, and there's a high probability of giving me a good return or a great return. But I would celebrate when I'd see my investments double, triple, or quadruple in value in a short period of time. I'd also just get real quiet when there was no return or I took a big loss. But overall, over many years, my investment portfolio grew. As I got older, though, my perspective changed and I looked at my investment portfolio differently. This is really where a change happened in my own life, is that I saw, these are the funds that I have to live on for the rest of my life. I was looking at retirement square in the face, and I not only had to make these funds last, but the amount I had to grow them if they're going to last me through until my final days. So I'm thinking I'm going to grow these funds because I doubt that they're going to really, really provide what I need. So instead of looking to the next big win when I was investing, more freely, I'm looking more at stability, longevity, and return. And so there are a lot of reasons why people invest. I think that some of the common ones are, you want to grow your money, obviously. You want to save for retirement, earn higher returns, reach financial goals, build on pre-tax dollars, qualify for employment matching programs. Maybe you want to start or expand a business, or maybe you want to support others. Maybe there's family members or other people in your life that you want to support. So when people are considering where to invest their hard-earned dollars, especially if the funds, were accumulated over many years, like with me, perhaps in a company 401k or pension or personal IRA, where the funds have become that precious golden nest egg that is expected to carry us all the way through our retirement years. For us old dogs, we can't afford to risk that money on something that may not give us a return, or worse yet, where we may lose money. So when I came to the conclusion that real estate investing would be the vehicle to help me achieve my goals of stability, longevity, and return, it did not come easy. I looked at the global economic recession of 2008, where real estate investments turned south because of the housing bubble and subprime mortgages, and I was a little bit skeptical. In the aftermath of the recession, there was much negative sentiment over the real estate sector, and few were inclined to consider investments in real estate in a positive sense. But what's interesting is that those that toughed it out, or maybe held on to their property and just kind of made it through at whatever they had to do to refinance or whatever it was, or those who were totally brilliant and bought massive amounts of properties during the downturn, they fared very well. And it's for some very good reasons. Real estate is tangible, resilient, will always ultimately go up in value. And because people always need a roof over their heads, it will always be in demand. When I really thought about it, the overwhelming number of reasons why real estate investing is the best type of investment out there blew me away. I could write a very long list of investment advantages, but in today's podcast, I decided to just limit it to my top 11, so to speak. So here it goes. Number one, positive cash flow. You've heard that on this show before. Cash flow is king. If you're interested in an income-producing investment, real estate is your best investment strategy. One of the greatest perks of real estate investing is its ability to generate consistent positive cash flow and steady passive income. And that's just if you buy rental properties. There are multiple ways other than rental properties in which you can profit in real estate, including, buying low, selling high, flipping, wholesaling, Airbnb rentals, and so forth. The ability to build equity, among many others. Number two, it's safe. as houses, so to speak. There's a saying that says that's safe as houses. Well, it's true. According to much research, real estate increases at a rate comparable to that of the stock market, at an average of anywhere from 11 to 20% per annum, despite a succession of wars, disasters, recessions, and crises. It's done so without the volatility of the stock market too, making it an all-round safer investment. When you factor in the risk and the return associated with buying properties versus buying stocks, properties win hands down. Stocks may at times have marginally higher capital growth, but the difference in risk is huge. The risk is measured in variation returns, and capital growth or loss of shares can range from, up 40% in a year to down 40% in a year. You don't get that sort of variation in property, which is another reason it's considered a safer investment. Number three, it's easy to get started. You don't need a special degree, certificate, or license to get started investing in property. In fact, many investors didn't start off intending to make a fortune through property. Instead, they just bought a house to live in, just like many of us do. It's only after seeing the value of their home increase and realizing how much wealth you can generate that many investors took the leap and started proactively investing. Hello, old dogs. I've always said that if you're going to buy investment properties, your first preference should be your own backyard. But if that's not possible, like me living here in Southern California, I recommend buying out of state. Well, guess what? We have a new sponsor here on the Old Dogs REI Network who makes that process a whole lot easier. I'm talking about a company called Roofstock. No, old dogs, I didn't say Woodstock, although I'm sure there's a few listening who are actually there, although you probably don't remember. Just kidding. Roofstock is the first online marketplace created exclusively for investing in single-family rental homes, with tenants already in place so you can start earning passive income right away. Created by investors for investors, Roofstock provides research, analytics, and insights to help you evaluate and purchase independently certified rental properties. Roofstock has put together a special offer just for Old Dog listeners who use the link roofstock.com/dog. If you sign up today, you'll save $350 when you close on your first rental property through Roofstock. That's right. Sign up today at roofstock.com/DAWG to save $350. Offer valid for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Number four, it's easier to research than stocks and bonds. Playing the stock market requires a lot of education. You have to understand how the system works, understand the complexity of the world of trading, not least of all, the different types of financial instruments used, as well as researching brokers and fund managers. Once you've done this, then you've got to get to evaluating multiple prospectuses to better understand the companies on the market, and which involves digging into the financial press, annual reports, other company releases, and so on. Investing in property, meanwhile, is much simpler. At its most basic, you can simply jump online and start looking at properties. Admittedly, there's more to real estate investing rather than just picking a property, but a significant amount of research can be done online, and it's usually either free or inexpensive, or by visiting potential investment markets or open houses or auctions without having to garner realms of specialist knowledge beforehand. It's also an asset you can use. Real estate investment is kind of amazing in that your property is just that, a property. So should events take a major downturn for the worse, you can always move into one of your properties. You can, again, depending on rental agreements and so forth, but for the short term or the long term, you can do that, and you could always move out when things get better. You can't do that with a stock certificate or a bar of gold. It's funny, when I buy properties, I still always ask myself, if things got really bad, would I be willing to move into this place and live here with my family? Let's look at another one, appreciation. This is what many cash flow investors call the icing on the cake. I don't always buy for appreciation, but I always hedge my bet by looking for properties that are underpriced or undervalued every time. This is another reason why real estate is the best investment strategy, is the fact that you can invest for cash flow in the short run, but will yield appreciation in the long run, or both. Of course, your decision should depend on your investment plans. Overall, I don't say you should necessarily consider buying for appreciation, even though that should be part of the package. Real estate properties are increasing annually. The change in demographics in the U.S., supply shortages, and scarcity of land are all reasons why prices are on the rise. Today, properties are guaranteed to go up in value in the next 10, 20 years. So if you're investing with the purpose of realizing your gains in the long term, real estate investing is the best investment strategy for you. However, I always buy for cash flow first. It's a hedge against inflation. This is one of the top reasons why real estate is the best investment strategy. Property prices and rents tend to go hand in hand with inflation forces. So when inflation occurs, it is justified for you to increase the rent as a result. Other investments such as stocks don't particularly enjoy this perk when it comes to real estate investing. Reducing taxes. Real estate investing comes with numerous tax benefits, especially for the latest tax bill reforms. You can get tax deductions on mortgage interest, cash flow from investment properties, operating expenses and costs, property taxes, insurance, and depreciation, even if the property gains value. Make sure to always record everything from your costs of maintenance to utilities, rental repairs, and insurance on your rental property to help reduce your taxes. You have more control. When you invest in real estate, you essentially become your own boss. It's a business, and as such, you become the maker of the decisions, whether it's deciding on who your tenants are, to how much you charge for rent, or when to buy and sell. Your role in the decision-making process is a major reason why real estate is a less risky investment. Because of this, it's much easier to control and regulate the value of your property and the size of your return, especially as you get into multifamily investing and forced appreciation. Of course, there are always external factors that affect real estate, but at the end of the day, you call the shots and you become liable for the choices you make. So if you're the type of person who likes to be in charge and who likes to have control over your business, real estate may be the best investment strategy for you. Leverage, number 10. If you buy an investment property using a bank loan, you will enjoy a high degree of leverage. Let's assume your property costs $200,000 and you put in a down payment of 25%. That means that you've paid $50,000 in cash and asked the bank to finance the rest. What's great about real estate investing is that the minute you own the property, you are free to rent, sell, flip, etc. So if you rent out the property, the income you receive will help you pay the rest of your mortgage. If you sell the property at, let's say, $250,000, you'll make 100% return in profits. You can also invest in multiple properties at the same time and enjoy the additional leverage there and increase your overall net income and net wealth. Leverage also works too. When you do have equity in a property, you can borrow against that equity and purchase more properties. There's all kinds of advantages from the leverage standpoint. And finally, number 11, and my favorite, it's a great retirement plan. Real estate is one of the best retirement plans out there, whether you're looking for an early or a regular retirement plan. Investing in rental properties will help you generate regular, steady, passive income for your golden years as you can spend more time doing the things you love, like travel, enjoying a favorite hobby, visiting family, spending time with your grandkids, doing volunteer work, or just enjoying your retirement years at a level that you can choose. And one of the most amazing benefits of real estate investing is that even when you are gone, it can benefit those you love as a legacy you leave behind for their futures. If planned and conducted successfully, a real estate investment plan can secure your entire retirement. Of course, you'll need to be systematic and knowledgeable in order to make the best investments, but even if you don't, it's difficult not to make money with real estate investing. To sum it all up, as you can see, real estate investing comes with numerous advantages and perks, but you must know that it's not always easy and simple. Okay, I don't want to paint this picture that this is a quick way to get rich. It's not. It takes hard work and you need to put in your time, you get educated and make the right decisions. You're going to have to research, plan, ask around, and be knowledgeable in the real estate world. But be sure of one thing. Real estate definitely is still and will always be the best investment strategy. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here can be accessed in our show notes. If you want to take a look at the list, just look for the episode 188, and that's 11 reasons why real estate investing is so great. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.